Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Good morning and you're welcome to the programme. Today we go inside Gaza to speak to an emergency coordinator with Doctors Without Borders or Medicine Sans Frontier. 15% tariffs on pharma, semiconductors and spirits, the implications for Ireland and the markets on the EU-US trade deal. Menopause expert Dr. Deirdre Lundy and all the latest developments in HRT, perimenopause and testing for hormone levels. And Deirdre will take questions too. And if you'd like to get in touch, the number you need on WhatsApp is 0870 32 32 32. Now, do you have a Labubu or perhaps you're more of a Tamagotchi fan? Well, Crossy will be here to talk about collectible crazes over the years. And if you've anything to add to that list, 51551 for your texts. I remember the fancy paper in the 90s or the 80s, perhaps. And with the temperature ramping up in the presidential election campaign, the gathering will be here to discuss that and the rest of the week's news. WhatsApp us again, the number 0870 32 32 32, the text number if you prefer, 51551, or email todaycb@rte.ie. Well, as you've been hearing this morning, I'm sure 65,000 plus students from the class of 2025 are receiving their Leaving Cert results right about now. It's a time that's etched in most of our minds, and our reporter Maura Fay asked these people in Drogheda and Louth this morning if they have memories of picking up their Leaving Cert results.
Yeah, I absolutely do. Yeah, I was actually in hospital and my mum delivered my Leaving Cert results. So it's a very clear memory from a very long time ago. Yeah, yeah.
And do you remember what your reaction was to them?
Yeah, I really do, because I remember crumpling them up and throwing them across the ward because I was so unhappy with one subject. And it's always one subject that you just want that mark in. But I was happy with the rest.
Does it still bother you all these years later?
Clearly.
A vague, very vague memories, but definitely nervous, excited, I suppose, that it was coming to an end, and yeah, ready to just move on to the next chapter of my life.
What's your advice to people picking up the results this morning?
It's not the be all and end all. There's so much more ahead of you in life. The best decision most people make is not going to college straight away a lot of the time. If that's not for you, it's not the end of the world. There's a lot more to look forward to.
Yes, I was disappointed. Yeah, it was in Green Hill School and I ended up repeating my Leaving Cert, but my brother was with me at the time and he was getting his results in St Mary's, so we opened them together up at my school. But yeah, it was a bit surreal, yeah.
Good or happy memories?
Yeah, good, I suppose. Yeah, I did it twice, so yeah, the second time was better.
And do you remember opening your results the second time?
Yes, yeah.
Much happier that time?
Yeah, much more relief that time, yeah.
What's your advice to people picking up their results this morning?
If it's not what you expect, there's different avenues and different routes to get to where you want to be, so don't be too upset.
I didn't do my Leaving Cert, but the two boys did it. My eldest chap went down, picked her up and waited till he came home and opened her, and done very well.
Are you proud of him?
Oh, very proud of the two of them. The two of them passed her.
And what's your advice to other parents this morning?
Just be grateful they did it.
No, I wouldn't have done my Leaving Cert, but I had three girls who done it, and there was always pandemonium in the house on the day of it. It was nerves, but we all have to go through it at some point in time.
What's your advice to parents of Leaving Cert students who are getting results this morning?
Be gentle. Plain and simple. Be gentle. You know, it's a tough day for them.
Be gentle. People in Drogheda remembering their results day there. And just over half of this year's grades have been somewhat artificially inflated. That's compared with more than two thirds last year. And this year marks the first stage of a gradual phasing out now of grade inflation, which was introduced during the pandemic. I'm going to be chatting to CEO of Parentline, Aileen Hickey, shortly. But first, let's go to our Limerick studio, where Dan Sheedy, who's principal at the Tuition Centre, is standing by. Good morning to you, Dan.
Morning, Claire.
I'm sure your phone is busy and your social media as well as these results come in. And it's a real morning of mixed emotions. Even listening to those people thinking back on their day, they have mixed emotions when they look back at how it felt.
Yeah, it's an emotional day today as well. My daughter's actually getting hers right about now, I think.
So you need to be in two places at once.
Yeah, I have the phone beside me here, but it's been a wonderful stress-free few days in our house. We all remember the stress of it. I remember it. I've taught Leaving Certs for 23 years, so you know. But there's a double element to this. I mean, part of it is, you know, the wonderful expressions you see on students' faces when they get the results. And I feel it's less about the results themselves than, you know, they know for a year they've put in, 2 years they've put in amazing work, and now they see the fruits of that labour. So I think most of them are just pleased that they've done it, they've overcome it, they feel like they're about to embark on a new and wonderful chapter in their life, and they are. Irrespective of what they get today, they're about to embark on a wonderful part of their life.
And do you think that message is finally getting through now, that there are all sorts of routes to get to where you want to be career-wise?
There is. The pathways, compared to my day especially, and even if you go back 15, 16 years ago, 10 years ago, the pathways to get to where you want to go now are, I wouldn't say limitless, but they're not far off it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I would speak to anyone at the moment. You know, the lovely pictures in the newspaper of people who are very happy are wonderful. But, you know, there will be people who are somewhat unhappy with the results. So I would say probably two things to them. Number one, you can't really let a course or points for a course define your success. I mean, I remember students getting, Claire, 490 points in the Leaving Cert, which is wonderful, and then being disappointed because the course they wanted was 495. And I would always say to them, look, 490 is a stunning achievement. You know, just because the course was 5 points more than that, don't let that define your success. You've done a wonderful thing, so enjoy the fact that you've achieved such an amazing Leaving Cert. Second thing then would be, you know, there's so many PLC courses now, and I feel there probably hasn't been enough education around what PLC courses are, post-Leaving Cert courses are. I know someone who runs PLC courses in Limerick, and her advice would be, even if someone gets their bachelor's, their level 8 bachelor's undergraduate course, she would recommend you do a PLC anyway, because that 1 year in PLC, which then allows you to go up to a level 7 or a level 8, that 1 year prepares you so much for college life. And we know, you know, failure rates in first year can be quite high in college. So if you haven't got your main undergraduate course today, PLC courses, absolutely amazing. Not only will they get you into the course you want to get into next year, but they will prepare you so you can stay in it.
So they get you into the course even though you may not reach the points level for it in your Leaving Cert?
Absolutely, absolutely. As I said, PLC courses, you will study them, you'll find the PLC course that allows you to transition from that after 1 or maybe 2 years into your chosen course in university. So it's a very simplistic, wonderful way of getting through.
That's really useful. So the days of repeating your Leaving Cert for most people then are almost gone, are they?
Yeah, 1995, 7,000 people repeated their Leaving Cert. I would imagine it's less than 1,000 at the moment. So the age of the repeat has really gone down, you know, unless possibly you're going for something like medicine. Some people might repeat.
Yes, of course, for that reason. Will we talk a little bit about grade deflation, just so that, you know, people who maybe aren't up to speed with what's happening this year understand it? So where are we at today with this?
Well, I tend to say it's not grade deflation, it's kind of less inflation. You know, 2024, you're talking an average of 7.5% was added. This year it's down to about 6.8%. Now, what's really, really important to realise here for people is this is a percent that's added to your grade after it's been corrected. So the examiners do their thing very, very well. It's a tough job. Then you get a percentage, and then the post-marking adjustment or PMA is an X percent is added. Now, I've given you the headline figure there, 7.5% in 2024 and 6.8% in 2025. But this is administered on a sliding linear scale. Now, what that means, Claire, is, as you know, those at the lower end will get much higher added to their grade. So people, I think this year, the lowest, the highest percentage extra is given to the lower grade. So it's about 10.3%. Whereas you come up to people who are getting 89, 92%, they get about 3.1% added. So it's not that a blanket 6.8% is added to everyone's grade. Mm-hmm. Those on the lower end of the spectrum will get more added. And those on the higher end of the spectrum will get a little bit less added. And the reason for that would be, when it was studied about the pre and post COVID attainment levels, it was found that those at the lower end of the scale suffered disproportionately, and therefore they had to be rewarded to a greater extent.
Right. And now we have, you know, the fear around people who maybe deferred going to college last year, knowing that the results might come down a little bit this year, and they are perceived certainly to have an advantage over the class of 2025, aren't they?
Yeah, look, there's no point kind of beating around the bush. This year's cohort are at a disadvantage. And, you know, there is going to be a lot of commentary, I feel, about this next Wednesday. It looks like, even though normally when results come down, normally that can lead to a corresponding decline in points in the CEO system, right? It doesn't look, in my opinion, that that's going to happen this year for a number of reasons. Number one, we have a 7% increase in the number of people sitting the Leaving Cert this year. I think it's 7.4%, actually. That's, I think, the highest since 1995. You know, it's a huge increase. So therefore, the demand for the courses is going to increase. As you have mentioned correctly, and this is where this year's cohort will feel a little bit hard done by, last year's cohort can reapply this year, and they got that higher post-marking adjustment last year. Now, the minister has come out, I think, yesterday and said there is a smaller number of, you know, people reapplying from the year before, but it's not much smaller. I think that's a little bit hoping the case is it's going to be roughly the same number of people as reapplied the year before and the year before, and they will just have an easier way to get that course. Third reason, it's going to be a bit more tricky. I think 3,000 more students today have got the 25 extra bonus points in honours maths. So kind of, you know, you add those three together and what's called the grade drift, more people are taking higher level, therefore they're more likely to get more points. Mm-hmm. I think all of that, Claire, means we're not really going to see points coming down in many courses, unfortunately.
Right, we may see them going up.
I think we shall. Yeah.
Right. Now, if people are converting their Leaving Cert results into points this morning in their head, your advice is to go online to the CAO calculator to do that so you get the right answer.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I've seen it. I worked in a private school for a number of years, and the students would come in and we would calculate the points with them. And I got it wrong for them so many times. I really did. Like, and I know students who have got it wrong, and then 15 minutes later, their parent will say, well, I'm after adding those up and you've actually 15 points more. So I wouldn't trust myself to calculate them up. Get onto the CAO points calculator. It is so good. And for the other elements we're talking about, careers portal is absolutely amazing. For all the options, it's really, really good. Just for all the dates and stuff that we'll probably talk about shortly.
Now, a listener wants to know a little bit more about the PLCs in terms of transferring into a university course after a PLC. This person has heard that there are sometimes as few as two places on certain courses for PLC graduates. So I suppose, Dan, the question is, where in the queue do the PLC graduates come when it comes to those college places?
That depends on the courses. I mean, a lot of, if you don't get, I suppose, a choice in your CAO offers now, you're going to get some choice. And by the way, on Wednesday, anybody who is offered something on Wednesday, you have to accept it just to keep yourself in the system. If you accept nothing next Wednesday, even if it's your third or fourth choice, you have to take it, and then changes can come. As regards PLC, once we get into that and what are called second chance maths exams, which I'll come to in a second, it is all related to specific courses and specific universities. And what I would say always is you've got to make that call directly to the institution that is offering the PLC course, because your listener is 100% correct. It can be challenging to get from PLC in immediately, but you will get in eventually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it is a great route. Now, I want to bring in Aileen Hickey, CEO of Parentline, who is on the line. Hello, Aileen.
Good morning, Claire.
You've loads of experience in this now, I know. Not this year, though. You can take somewhat of a back seat personally, but professionally, no doubt the phones will be ringing today at Parentline.
I'd say the phones will be ringing off the hook this morning, Claire, and I'm only taking a gap year for a year. I have a Leaving Cert again next year, but I've been through this numerous times. I think that there's a few key things we would say to parents today, and that is, today is not the day to say should have. So no should haves, no comparisons, and no criticisms. Mm-hmm. They would be the first three things that I would say, because inevitably there will be some students and some parents who will, you know, feel disappointed. There'll be some parents who will feel disappointed for their child. And the really important thing is not to show it. Today is a day for your parental poker face, because if a child is disappointed, and, you know, they will feel bad enough about themselves and they won't need that underlined by a parent, you know. And I think it's very easy on a day like today, when emotion, to say something wrong that, you know, you can't really take back, and you will make them feel a certain way, and that's what they'll remember from the day. So, you know, it's really important to remember what you're saying to them today, you know. And now again, you know, I could easily be very trite here and say the Leaving Cert isn't the be-all and end-all, but that would be to ignore and diminish the work that's being put in by the student and the parents and the teachers. But having said that, results don't define anyone, and there are plenty of successful people out there and many roads to success, and, you know, they can be very much assured of this, but they may not be willing to listen to that now. So I think, you know, I think it's really important to realise that some upset and disappointment at results is perfectly normal, but to sit down with them, because, you know, a parental presence is really important on a day like today, and to support them until they are calmer, and then they might be ready then to reevaluate and look at different options. Mm-hmm.
And now that the results are online now, do the students tend to congregate then at the school a little bit later on, or is that meet-up gone now? Does it happen later on when they're going out to celebrate, Aileen?
Well, the Leaving Cert, the numerous Leaving Cert children that I've already put through, they got their results at home, and then you know, depending on obviously on how they did, some were more anxious to get into the school than others. But depending on how they did, but they will congregate at some stage during the day, and they'll certainly. And again, you know, the Leaving Cert night out is a tradition. And actually, just while I'm on it, you know, for parents who are concerned about the Leaving Cert night out, and there will be a lot of parents concerned about that tonight, you know, it's very important to have, an open conversation with your child about their plans for tonight and who they're with, how they'll get home, if their phone is charged, make sure it is charged, to eat before they're drinking, avoid mixing drinks, stay together in groups, and to be offered to be available for a pickup, and to kind of to reassure them that you can be contacted, you know, at any time, no matter the circumstances. Because, you know, that will be an issue this evening for a lot of parents.
Absolutely. And if anyone has any concerns today or is struggling with how to deal with the results, ParentLine is there and you can give them a call. The number is 01 873 3500. That's 873 3500, or parentline.ie. Aileen, thank you for being with us. And Dan Sheedy, principal at the Tuition Centre, who joined us earlier. And congratulations to everyone who got their results in the last little while. Now, coming up on the show a little bit later, we will have Dr. Deirdre Lundy with us. Deirdre is, of course, a menopause expert, and she'll be taking your questions and talking about new developments when it comes to HRT and treatment for menopause and perimenopause. So you can send us those questions now. On WhatsApp, the number is 0870 32 32 32 or text 51551. We're also going to be looking at new guidelines in the UK around the nutritional content of packaged baby food. Up next, though, as the UN declares famine in Gaza, the first ever famine in the Middle East, we'll be getting the latest from a humanitarian worker who's on the ground in Gaza this morning.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.